hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Driven in the air, left field, down the line. Hooking, that ball is going to be a fair ball. Home run, Chris Bryant with a home run.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. If you're visiting Michigan Avenue, be on the lookout for the Wolves canine sculpture. That's part of the Canine for Cops public art campaign in conjunction with Paws Chicago and the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Today was the MLB trade deadline and pitching, the name of the game. The Dodgers acquired starting pitcher Yu Darvish from the Rangers in exchange for 3 prospects. The headliner going back to Texas is Willie Calhoun. He was the 4th-ranked player in the Dodgers system, according to MLB Pipeline. The Yankees also got a frontline starter today, trading for Oakland's Sonny Gray. The Athletics also received 3 prospects in exchange for the 27-year-old right-hander. A few other trades that went down today. Lots of relievers changing homes. Addison Reed goes from the Mets to the Red Sox. Cleveland goes from Toronto to, or excuse me, Joe Smith goes from Toronto to Cleveland. And Toronto also traded Francisco Liriano to the Astros in exchange for outfielder Nori Aoki and a minor leaguer. The Cubs did not make any moves today, but general manager Jed Hoyer addressed the media earlier on a conference call to address last night's trade with the Tigers.
Our bullpen's been a strength this year. I think our guys have thrown really well. But I certainly felt as though, you know, adding Wilson, you know, the high leverage left-hander, which is something that we haven't had this year, and it really helps us. And I think it takes a little bit of a burden off of a bunch of different guys, which I think is really helpful for Joe.
Hoyer addressing new bullpen addition Justin Wilson there. The Cubs also got catcher Alex Avila in that deal. Other news from Cubby Nation. Steve Bartman will be given a 2016 World Series ring from the franchise.
Who cares?
In a statement released today, Bartman said, quote, "Although I do not consider myself worthy of such an honor, I am deeply moved and sincerely grateful to receive an official Chicago Cubs 2016 World Series championship ring." The Cubs are off tonight, by the way. They host Arizona tomorrow. The White Sox do have a game tonight. They host Toronto on the south side for the first of a 3-game set. James Shields versus Marco Estrada, the starting pitchers. And finally, the 2028 Summer Olympic Games will reportedly be hosted by Los Angeles. Join 670 The Score and Cubs Radio and Agera Energy at the Wrigley Field Gold Lot Friday from 11 to 1:30 for awesome giveaways, talking sports, and your chance to enter to win tickets to an upcoming game. And if you're searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4-KIDS.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
David Robertson and Jeff Samardzija and Melky Cabrera were introduced as new members of the White Sox, a team that has made a huge statement during the offseason.
Kenny and I had numerous conversations with Jerry. I don't know how we would pay for this, but I hope at least at this point Melky sees how he fits and why we want him.
Melky, you know, was one of the guys that's obviously been as consistent as you can possibly have. Not only did he bring a particular type of energy into the clubhouse and a personality that created some cohesiveness within the ranks of the players.
Any better than Melky just did it.
He always felt really good when he was in the box. He always felt good. If he put his glove on the ball when it was in the outfield, you know he was going to make a catch, or if he was going to have to make a throw, there was a chance he was going to throw somebody out.
Segura trying for two. The throw is falling and he is out. Melky cuts down another.
Major League Baseball keeps running on Melky Cabrera, and he keeps reminding them that he's going to throw you out.
Melky needs a new shirt. And there's a base hit. Game is over. Melky Cabrera.
That ball is high. That is far. It is gone.
No. He caught it? Are you kidding me?
He did catch it. He came down, didn't show the ball. Melky Cabrera makes a catch.
That's a major league pop-up.
Melky looking up. I think he lost it for a moment before regaining.
That was up there
a long time.
Yeah, look at Melky.
Just in general, all in all, his professionalism and the way he went about his business, we all appreciate it, and you know, we'll miss it.
That ball's hammered.
Catch by Melky.
Well, you caught it, and the inning is over, and you can come in now, Melky.
That'll retire the sign.
It's so hard to say goodbye to
Melky Cabrera.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch, 670thescore.com. Make sure you check in on Facebook Live. Make sure you like The Score's Facebook page. It is all brought to you by, of course, American Needle. It's a true Chicago original, you know. Buy local from American Needle.
I wonder if his phone still works. I bet it's hot to the touch right now because it's just
he's on his third phone probably today.
Yeah, literal
burner phone.
He's wasted
like two batteries.
Yeah.
You know, he had to go re-up his data package because he's been tearing it up on Twitter and also for us here at The Score.
Bruce Levine's on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. He joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Well, that was eventful today, huh?
It was, guys. And I'll ask you the first question, and that'll be, were you surprised where anybody ended up destination-wise from other teams? Because it kind of pretty much went to Hoyle as far as, according to, you know, where people thought people were going to go. They, you know, Darvish to the Dodgers, Sonny Gray to the Yankees. Certainly we saw Wilson and Avila go to the Cubs, which was talked about a lot over the last couple of weeks. Anything surprise you guys?
Well, there's two teams, or two entities, I should say. Houston, I'm surprised they didn't do anything. And also, Zach Britton. I'm surprised that all the Zach Britton talk about where he was going to go, maybe to the Dodgers. I don't know if the Cubs kicked the tires and the asking price was too high. But I'm surprised Zach Britton isn't somewhere else today as well.
According to the people I talked to yesterday, they were asking for both the third baseman, which is Candelario, and Hector Rondon for Zach Britton, and that the Cubs bought at that.
Really?
Maybe you don't think Rondon is that good. They think that he's come an awfully long way back to being the Hector Rondon that he was before Mr. Chapman showed up in 2016. He has been impressive as of late.
Go ahead, Jay.
So now you've got the Nationals who have added a reliever. You've got Yu Darvish going to the Dodgers. Do you think that the Cubs did as much as they could or did what they had to do at the trade deadline?
I think, Jed Hoyer had a phone conference with some media people about an hour and a half ago, and he talked about the fact that they did indeed look at starting pitching, and the Verlander conversations were real. They were never made up. They had deep conversations about Verlander, and the fact that they were asking for just a little bit too much from the young pitching that the Cubs have in the organization. They were going to be greedy about it, and they wanted either Baez or half off of the major league roster. That was a non-starter for them, so they weren't going to be able to get that done. But I will give you a scenario where Verlander ends up with the Cubs before the end of the season, and that is, you guys will remember back to, the days where guys go on waivers, they have big contracts, mm-hmm. The Randy Myers of the world claimed for $12 million. Alex Rios claimed by the White Sox for $60 million.
Talked about that earlier today. Yep.
Yeah, waivers is a way that Verlander could end up on the Chicago Cubs. I mean, it's just you look at it and you go, well, the Cubs would have to absorb all the money. That would be roughly right now about $65 million for the next 2 years, including the rest of this year. Would they do that? And that's going to be an interesting thing to watch as we see almost everybody in baseball over the next month clear waivers and be susceptible to either accepting a deal with a team or pulling their player back.
So how actively then, if Verlander be a possibility, there have to be others out there, because this story is always written. Boy, if you only saw the names of the players who were placed on waivers, then we get to revocable waivers and irrevocable waivers.
Right.
I just wonder, have you discussed with anybody and you get some of those wink-wink names? Yeah, you might have heard of Verlander, but hey, you know what? There's a couple other people they wouldn't mind if somebody reached out and plucked them off a roster.
Well, that's a great question, Dan. I have to think about it for a while, probably not quick enough to do it right now. But, you look at some of the bottom-feeding teams right now, and most of them traded off their guys that aren't part of their future at this point. Again, some of the contenders that are, eventually going to figure out that they're pretenders over the next 2 weeks. I mean, look how quickly Minnesota went from being a contender in 7 days to being somebody that's going to trade the guy they just traded for. And would you consider the fact that they have Irvin Santana there? Would he be a guy that would get claimed off of waivers? Would they make a waiver deal with Irvin Santana? I think that's a possibility, is when you're left on a contract. So those are the type of things you look at going forward here this next month.
Rick Hahn was wheeling and dealing far before the trade deadline. Do you think there were any nibbles, any bites at something that might have been interesting for him and the White Sox, or was this just a quiet day because they've done trading everybody?
Yeah, they did almost everyone. If you like some of their pitchers still, if you think, some of them might help you as middle relievers or fifth starters at some point down the line, they're going to be readily available and on waivers. But what would you like? What would you really think is going to help you if you're the other teams? And that's all, with all due respect to the players, they're all professionals, but the performances just aren't there.
Yeah, this is the time that you wish Derek Holland and Mike Pelfrey would have had better starts to their seasons, maybe,
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, as we watch with the Cubs for those 3 or 4 years where they were rebuilding, they're going to have to go out and get more Pelfreys. They're going to have to go out and get more Hollands just to be able to eat up innings so their young pitchers don't get destroyed when they start bringing them up to be moved in. The Giolitos and the Lopezes and the Kopechs, they're all going to be held once they come to the major leagues for good to between 130 and 140 innings the first year they're up here. So they're only going to be part-time starters, skipped over, very much like we saw them skip over Rodon when he first came up, once in a while, 3 or 4 times during the year, to just entirely skip him and give him 10 days off. You're going to need more of those veteran pitchers who aren't quite as good as they used to be, that you hope have good years, that you hope that they can flip right at this time of the year next year as well.
That's the idea of finding value, and that's what the Cubs do with, you know, Paul Mahalam and Scott Feldman and some guys. Yeah. They said, all right, we'll make them valuable enough to somebody. You know, I was reading Joe Sheehan did some analysis about in recent years, teams have been remarkably good at trading for relief pitchers at the right time. And it was an essay. He sort of entered into it with the idea, with the thesis being there's all this excitement over deadline relief pitchers, and that ultimately they're just relief pitchers, and you can't predict who's good and who's bad. And then the opposite became true, where there was something about performance in a given season that did carry over to the remainder of that year and sometimes even on into the next year. Any idea why that is? Any idea why teams, at least in recent years, have gotten better at identifying the proper bullpen arms around this time of year?
I can't quantify it, Dan. All I can say is we have so many more relief pitchers now that are important. You know, over the last 8 or 10 years, we see so many great young arms now going directly to the bullpen that used to be in the starting rotation in the minor leagues for many years. Now, if a guy's throwing 100, the first, and he's at 20 or 21 years old, the first thing the organization says to themselves is, he's not going to be throwing 100 in 2 or 3 years unless we put him in the bullpen and save that arm, because it's just not going to last. And I think that's what we're seeing now. There's more choices. There's better choices. Look, the Indians, you can make a great argument that the Indians and the Cubs would not be in the World Series last year without Chapman and Miller. They were the two most important guys at the trade deadline. They got traded, and they did exactly what those teams did to fortify the conversation that you brought up from Sheehan's article. And that's factual. You just have so many more guys in the bullpen that are impactful to games these days.
Correct me if I'm mistaken here, because you've been around baseball a while and you've got way more knowledge on these kinds of subjects than I do. But is it kind of like with pitching coaches, like offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators in football, where you drop a certain type of player into a guy's system and you don't give a guy, a man corner if he's a zone defense kind of guy? Are there pitching coaches who say, you know what, I can get that guy's curveball right, or I can fix that guy's slider? Are there guys who delve into certain, mechanics or certain pitches better, and therefore their GMs know to, okay, if this guy has a pitch that isn't getting over, or a pitch that isn't is commanded as he wants it to be, I can give him to that pitching coach because he specializes in that?
I think we have two of them in Chicago. There's no better than selling the cut fastball to pitchers the last 16 years than Don Cooper. I mean, he has been a revelation for a lot of pitchers who've come here without it. I think the next step, if you watch Ronaldo Lopez come up to the Cubs, to the White Sox, and it probably will be in the next couple of weeks that he shows up, you're going to see a guy that Don Cooper gave the cut fastball to in spring training for the first time after they worked together. And he's using that as a big part of his arsenal now, and it might be an effective part of him being an important big league pitcher for the White Sox. So, yes, absolutely. I mean, it's a very good question. And there are beliefs in many organizations that they're starting that their pitching coaches can take a guy and fix him, or can take a guy and move him from one side of the rubber to the other. And it's as simple as some pitchers, you just move them from one side to the other and they're a different pitcher. These are the little nuances that some pitching coaches give to a guy or a cutter. But most importantly is the confidence that a pitching coach shows into a pitcher with talent that comes over to the organization after they failed somewhere else.
I want to get back to the waiver trade possibilities here, because I'm starting to think of a team that's been as active as the White Sox. I mean, obviously James Shields is a guy that they could, the value is probably not there and you'd love to have that salary gone, but they're going to be in terrific salary shape soon enough without any help. Is that something like, in Abreu? I'm just wondering if they start testing the waters, there really is no downside to them allowing at least for possibly negotiating on anybody that's currently on their roster, is there?
No, of course not. I mean, they say that, Anderson was an untouchable going into this year. Is he still an untouchable, having gone through the trauma and the emotional trauma that he went through this year?
What's going on? Why don't we get a reset on that? I think a lot of people maybe don't know that. What is actually happening with him?
Well, you know, one of his friends was murdered early in the year, and it wasn't just one of his friends, it was his very best friend. And the emotional stress that has been put upon him has been astronomical. He's a very sensitive kid and a really good kid, and he has not been able to shake it. He's had trouble with sleep patterns. You can see the trouble he has with work patterns, not knowing what foot to put on a base in a force play. I mean, this is a much more finished product last year than he is right now. So he desperately needs an offseason to get this straightened out and work with people. And I know the White Sox have a lot of support system, like every major league team does, as far as their mental edge and mental health coaches. And I'm sure he's taking advantage of it. But this is something that's totally, emotional and psychological for him. I feel for the guy as a human being. You know, we do not allow very much for athletes as far as the human side, but in this case, it's impacted him greatly. I know a lot of people don't want to hear it because they have to go to work every day with emotional stress and problems in their everyday life too, and they're not baseball players, they're not making millions of dollars a year, but nonetheless, you feel for those people as well.
Bruce, last thing I have for you. Cubs got a 2.5-game lead. Milwaukee didn't do anything at the trade deadline, pretty much conceding the division. St. Louis 4.5 back. Pittsburgh 5.5 back. Do you think it's just left up to the Cubs to, one, stay healthy, continue to play good baseball, and make their way to the playoffs here?
I think the pitching looks good. You know, I still have my concerns about Hendricks, who's topping out at 85 miles an hour. That's not the happy zone for him. He's got to be 3 miles an hour faster on average for the other pitches to work properly. And, you know, Lackey had a great game yesterday. If you can keep that up, that's fine. The offense is sporadic. Joe was angry Sunday when I was up in Milwaukee. And not angry disliking people or mad at people, but not happy with the approach of some of his younger players. And the offense just cannot survive. They're not going to win a ton of games without a better approach. It can't just be the home run ball that they live on. So he knows they're better. He knows they're extremely talented, and he is imploring them to be better. And even to the point where he's talking about it in the media, something he doesn't normally do. He protects his players and embraces them as much as any manager. But this time, he's kind of outing them, saying, "You young guys, if you want playing time, you want to help us win, you're going to have better at bats."
Bruce, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That is Bruce Levine, who has covered everything for us today. He's been brought to you by Shell. You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill, every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold.
As you mentioned, the Cubs have two really good teams that they're facing in the next couple of series. The Los Angeles Dodgers are so ridiculous. The Arizona Diamondbacks are playing at a 571 clip, and they are 14 games behind the LA Dodgers.
Well, this is history what the Dodgers do right now.
They're absolutely phenomenal. And Arizona, as one of our guests mentioned today, how they were the most underachieving team last year. This year, they're playing like they're supposed to, and they added J.D. Martinez. I mean, that's a real lineup that the Cubs are going to see over the next 3 days. And, oh, by the way, you get the nasty Nats right after that. So it should be, you know, there are no big series or bigger series than others. But it should be fun to see those two collections of squads on the same field over the next 6 days. Arizona and, of course, Washington Nationals playing your Chicago Cubs right here on 670 The Score.
We've got Yatan coming up, and we also have Cubs tickets to give away at some point very, very soon. So keep it here on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Bears training camp coverage on The Score is being brought to you in part by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute fueled by Valero, clean, quality fuel. UFC 214's title bouts went down just about as we expected. Ty Woodley defended his welterweight title in a technically sound yet boring affair against Damian Maia, and Cyborg dismantled and eventually KO'd Tanya Evinger. And in the main event, Jon Jones made it personal with Daniel Cormier. Cormier stepped into a storm in the third when Jones landed a vicious kick that knocked DC out on his feet. Eventually, Jones got him on the ground and unloaded a series of hammers on his head. The match should have been stopped earlier, but that's not the biggest issue. The despicable thing is how they treated Cormier after. Clearly concussed and in real need of medical help, officials refused to let him leave the ring so that he could stand for the official winner announcement. Then, Joe Rogan interviewed him, and it was a mess. MMA is a brutal contact sport, and we love it, but respecting that brutality has to be more important than a soundbite. I'm Tiki Barber. CBS
Sports Radio. Life.
kids. 1-877-CARDS for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877-CARDS for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877-CARDS for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARDS for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you are financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you have student loans, listen up, because David has great news. Fannie Mae recently loosened their lending rules to make it easier to refinance your student loan debt into your mortgage. This will enable homeowners with student loans to refinance their loans into a new mortgage and substantially lower the monthly payments. For example, the payment on $100,000 in student loans is approximately $1,200 a month. Converting $100,000 of student loans into a 30-year fixed mortgage would lower the payment approximately $700 a month. It's never been easier to roll your student loans into your mortgage. So if you'd like to find out how you can refinance your student loans into your mortgage, pick up the phone and call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license E4358, NMLS 19186.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hey, happy birthday! No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taking off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renter's Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak, visiting Michigan Avenue. Be on the lookout for the Wolves' canine sculpture that's part of the Canine for Cops public art campaign in conjunction with Paws Chicago and the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Today's lead story is the MLB trade deadline and two frontline starting pitchers on the move. First, the best team in baseball got even better as the Dodgers acquired Yu Darvish from Texas in exchange for three prospects, including Willie Calhoun. He is the fourth-ranked player in the Dodgers system. The Yankees made a big move as well, trading for Oakland's Sonny Gray. The Athletics received three prospects in that deal as well in exchange for the 27-year-old right-hander. Several relief pitchers on the move today as well. Here are a few notables. Addison Reed goes from the Mets to the Red Sox for three prospects. Cleveland acquired Joe Smith from Toronto. And Toronto also acquired outfielder Nori Aoki and a minor leaguer from the Astros in exchange for left-hander Francisco Liriano. The Cubs did not make any moves today, but they did make a big announcement regarding a famous fan, perhaps infamous. Steve Bartman will be the recipient of a 2016 World Series ring. Cubs are off tonight. They host Arizona tomorrow. The White Sox are in town tonight hosting Toronto at Guaranteed Rate Field. James Shields gets the start tonight for the Sox. Marco Estrada for the Jays. Shields not been good since being activated from the DL on June 18th. He has a 7.94 ERA since then. In football, the Bears practice today at Bourbonnais in pads for the second time so far since camp started. Tomorrow will be an off day, and then they're back at it Wednesday. And finally, it was announced today that L.A. will host the 2028 Summer Olympic Games. Fantasy football commissioners, host your fantasy draft party in a private suite at iconic Soldier Field on August 24th. Complimentary food and beverages included, and a panel discussion featuring Jeff Joniak, Hub Arkish, and more. Visit chicagotribune.com/draftparty. Purchase tickets now. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Major League Soccer. This August, Tim Howard, Kaká, and the biggest stars in Major League Soccer face off against European champions Real Madrid. Don't miss the MLS All-Star Game presented by Target, live on August 2nd at Soldier Field. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Tim Howard's actually doing a 45-minute kick-around with my little cousin Sean.
Oh, that's cool.
Downtown tomorrow.
It's a big man.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, it's time for It's On. Let you know what we're going to be watching this evening or doing this evening if we're not watching TV. The Cubs are off. So that means you got some Sox Jays action if you really want to. All right, I'll stop there.
Well, I can lie to you.
You get itchy all of a sudden.
I don't want to lie to you. It'll probably be on
Moncada at bat.
Yeah, you know? it's the Sox are.
The Tim Anderson thing I was not aware of.
Yeah, he's been so.
He hasn't been good at all. But I didn't know that he was dealing with
personal tragedy.
The loss of his best friend by murder. I mean, damn. I did not know that. I should have. My ears should be to the ground a little bit more than that.
Yeah, so. but the White Sox have
Sox Jays don't do it for you.
They have sent you every signal that it's okay if you want to find other things. I have not been through the DVR. I don't know what has backed up on there. So my honest answer right now is
hanging out with the fam.
Well, no, they're not.
Oh, they're at camp.
Well, he's at camp. She's sleeping with at a friend's house.
Okay.
And
Beth doesn't like you.
Beth is working and won't be home until later. So I don't know. I'll probably just walk around in my underpants. I got nowhere to go.
Yeah, he just looks down and says, "Scream if you want. Nobody's gonna hear you."
I don't know. You can
send direct messages to Anthony Scaramucci.
I don't like this segment anymore.
It lets you know how much people don't want to be around you. Well, that's all. No, you can watch Sox Jays. Something may happen. I gotta watch. I gotta watch Game of Thrones because last night was a weird food night for us. One, the baby's sleeping schedule was all off, and my back was still killing me. So I ordered someone to go pick my meats for me on Instacart.
Whoa! You ordered.
Instacart. It's an app where people go shopping for you. If you like, probably for old people.
Oh, you have a personal shopper.
No. And she screwed up my order. But
never let anybody pick out food.
I never have before. But you know, I was laid up. Nicole was doing stuff for a presentation today. So
you have a hard enough time doing it yourself, or you come up with $75 worth.
She brought all kinds of weirdness, and I got a late start. So I went to the back and tried to grill up some food. And by the time I looked up, it was 9:30. We watched Power, but we didn't get a chance to watch Game of Thrones or Insecure. So I'm going to do that tonight while the Sox and the Jays are on. I think I'm going to have the Sox and Jays on in like the second bedroom with nobody in there and just have the game on just so it could be on in the house.
And be careful with Game of Thrones. I don't know if anybody heard the news. HBO got hacked. And apparently some hackers are threatening now to distribute...
To release the Game of Thrones episodes?
Content, yes.
Oh, content.
They've already released some episodes of some other shows. I think Ballers is one of them. Nobody exactly knows what happened.
Really?
Yeah.
That's big business they're messing with.
That's millions of dollars worth of value if they start doing that. And I'm sure that the...
Really?
Yep.
I see. That's why I stayed off of Facebook and social media yesterday, because immediately people, you know, you can watch Power, the series on Stars on demand at midnight the night before, all the way up until the show's on, and everybody wants to be, "I can't believe that happened." So I didn't want.
I think Vladimir might be mad about the new sanctions.
Really? Oh. You think there might be a little?
He was little something. Didn't something seem real happy about this. The sanctions that they're forced to be signed into law.
Okay. See, I would not have put
the
that.
The timing
together.
Is interesting.
Well, I've stayed away from all the spoilers. I've stayed away from anybody talking about Game of Thrones. So I'll probably watch Game of Thrones Insecure on a little Sox baseball. What do you got tonight? Oh, by the way, Live PD for some reason was on in my house when I.
Did you see the big event? What happened?
No.
It was like the biggest thing in Live PD history.
What was it,
Sidarius Thornwell from South Carolina.
Yeah, the shooting guard.
Yeah, he just signed with the Clippers like 2 or 3 days beforehand. Anyway, he was back home in South Carolina. His girlfriend didn't want him going to a party, apparently. So she's following him, going like 65, 70 down main streets in whatever town in South Carolina they're in. Cops pull her over. They're like, "Hey, what's going on here?" She's like, "Oh, I'm just trying to look out for my boyfriend." They pull him over to get his story. He's wearing a Clippers shirt that he had just taken a picture of Instagram.
A Tyler Clippard shirt?
He's wearing a bad reliever shirt.
And the cop's like, "You look familiar. Where are you from?" He's like, I don't know why I look familiar. He's like, "How did you get that Porsche? What kind of job you have?"
Well, nice.
I'm not working. I'm not working at all. Well,
DWB.
Everything okay? So it was the most eventful life I can remember.
So the cameo of one Sindarius Thornwell.
You can tell the camera goes on and he's like, "Damn it, why am I wearing an LA Clippers basketball shirt now?
He's wearing his whole uniform. He's actually like greased up and taped up just in case he would.
Could not wait to get off camera.
Anytime Doc Rivers wants to put him in, even in the offseason, he's ready to rock.
It's like the end of Airplane where they're pulling Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out of the cockpit and he's in full Lakers gear, uniform. The knee pads, goggles, and everything. Yeah.
Sindarius Thornwell. I know that's not what you wanted to say, but go ahead, brother.
That was the highlight of the weekend, TV-wise. Tonight is probably going to be the Sox will be on a channel. Who knows how much of it I'll actually take in because it's them and the Blue Jays are both sellers. But yeah, that's not a lot going on tonight.
That Blue Jays thing. The start that they got off to, and people are like, don't worry, it's just the beginning. Like, they lost like their first 11 games or something like that and never got back into it.
That roster, everybody just look at the pitching staff,
yes!
Look at the roster, and then
Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman is like the fifth highest WAR for pitchers. Like, he's out there dealing, and they can't win anything. And plus, they got swaggy JD, my guy, Josh Donaldson, and Troy. Has anyone come back to earth faster than Troy Tulowitzki over these last couple of years? Like, what we were saying about him in Colorado? Like, him and Ryan Braun are the guys who are like, yeah! And they're like, oh, yeah, they became very regular over the last year. So, what do you got tonight, Tanny?
Well, happy Dane Dunning night, everyone, for the Winston-Salem Dash. I'm gone. The Dash are at it again against the Salem Red Sox. Jesus. And Luis Basabe and the boys are going to... They got a big homestand.
I don't believe you.
No, dude.
You're doing a bit.
Every time, though. He's prepared for it, too. Like, the Dane Dunning Day? What are you talking about?
Well, it's like I don't have time to watch a lot of the stuff, like Ballers. I never saw last week's Ballers. That was a lie, folks. I will watch it eventually, but I haven't seen that yet, so, you know.
It's an odd love scene. Rock is a huge man. And
is it like the Amy Schumer movie when John Cena was naked? Or it's like, that's a lot of
real
man.
Deal, yeah! It's like
yeah.
The
he doesn't look real.
It wasn't graphic, it's just the young lady climbs into bed, and then she's laying on top of Rock, and Rock like switches positions, and I'm like, all right, she's down for the count.
She was
like,
rock climbing.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm sitting there like 1, 2, 3, she's out. You know what I mean? Like, Rock is like holding her, and it's like she's like a rag doll. I'm like, this is uncomfortable.
By God, don't do it, Rock.
Right? Oh my God, don't do it. It was uncomfortable as hell. And I'm like, I'm short. I mean, the Rock needs love too, but and I'm sure every lady that he's ever dealt with has looked as small as this one did, but it's like just a giant boa constrictor
not necessarily,
of love.
Maybe he needs like Lindsay Vaughn or somebody, you know?
Like, why'd like, you do it like that? Lindsay Vaughn is a strong girl, but it's not like
I'm saying.
She's not 270 pounds chiseled like Rock.
Okay, well, who's a better example for a really
female
tall,
bodybuilders, maybe?
Strong, beautiful woman who would be top of mind. She's not tall. She's Serena's
like
5'8". She's like my height.
Okay. Lindsay Vaughn's tall?
Yes.
I don't watch a lot of skiing. She's a skier,
that was just
right?
The first example I thought of was somebody who is...
Doesn't look tall on her Instagram page.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, fine.
Yeah.
Don't turn to that.
There.
Bernstein. Dan. You don't know how tall a skier is. Yeah,
so that's what we're going to do tonight.
Lindsay Vaughn is 5'10".
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to not watch the Sox and Jays, and Teddy's going to lie about watching the minor league farm system of the White Sox.
Eloy's boys.
Did you stop?
Eloy Machine. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen tonight. Enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence is in the house.
Yeah,
I
and we
saw
got
him.
Cubs tickets to give away next.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs 3 times a week on the Score.
Whether or not the addition of Quintana gets the Cubs to the playoffs this year, I think is still an open-ended question. The issues this team has had doesn't come down to just adding one piece.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
For the latest news from Chevy, it's Chris Tannehill here. Chevrolet is the only brand to earn J.D. Power dependability awards for their cars, trucks, and SUVs 2 years in a row. You know, summer is almost in our rearview mirror, so if you haven't done it yet, you're going to want to get out there and hit the road and do it in the all-new Chevy Equinox. The Chevy Equinox comes equipped with 10 available active safety features to get you where you need to go safely, not to mention the available 4G LTE Wi-Fi from OnStar to keep your soundtrack rolling and make sure you can keep looking up those directions and all those restaurants while you're out there on the road, too. So many great features, it's no surprise that Chevy is the most awarded car company for 3 years running. From style and technology to performance and safety, the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox offers the complete package. So do yourself a favor, check out my friends at Chevy and do it.
Cars for kids, K-A-R-S.
vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm actually going to try to get some tickets for that concert. Let me tell you something right now. The reason I love Xfinity is not just because you can have the extra dope X-Fi where you can personalize and recreate how you do Wi-Fi in your house. Not just because of the internet. Not just because of the thousands of movies on demand on the Xfinity cable package. But it's the remote. My remote is better than your remote. You know why? Because I can press a button and say, take me to sci-fi land. It won't take me there, but it'll actually give me sci-fi channels and sci-fi movies or, you know, romance movies. And it will take me to things that I haven't seen before, but my lady might want to watch. Or it could take me to certain channels if you don't remember the channel. That's why the X1 voice remote is as good as it gets. And also, if you've got an entertainment center or your box is a little bit out of the line of sight, it doesn't have to be pointed directly at it. The X1 voice remote has this special technology that you can be around the corner and up the block and press a button and it'll change it for you. It's best for me when I'm cooking or I'm in the kitchen a little bit. The TV's slanted away from me a little bit. I can just press a button and put it on whatever channel I want. The X1 voice remote is where it's at, people. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $30 a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Hurry up because the offer ends August 20th, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Rick came from.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Jed Hoyer joins us right now.
You know, you always talk about momentum is only as good as the next day's starting pitcher. And I think we were kind of a victim of that in the first half. And I think, you know, so far in the second half, it's been the opposite. It's felt a lot like last season in terms of the starting pitching.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Taco Bell. These days, we can all use a little comfort food, like the new $1 beefy potato Rito. Stocked with crispy potatoes, seasoned beef, and melty cheese.
Say it again, Dan.
The potato Rito.
Potato Rito.
Potato.
You are a hater.
Not to be potato Rito. It is only at Taco Bell. Right now, caller 10 to The Score's contest line, 312-591-6700, wins Cubs Brewers tickets for September 10th, courtesy of Verizon. Visit your local Chicagoland Verizon and receive a $150 prepaid debit card when you purchase a new smartphone on device payment. Hurry. This great offer ends August 9th. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
It's Lawrence Holmes in the place to be. What's up, Lawrence?
What's going on, boys?
I don't know.
Trade deadline has come and gone for non-waiver deals, and it looks to me like Milwaukee, that same Brewers team I just mentioned, said, Cubs, we're not gonna fight you for it.
I said it last week. It's too late. When the Quintana thing went down, it was too late. Yeah. And that was the end.
To be your guy.
Yep.
That was the Cubs not only added, but they blocked you from getting it.
That's
too.
Right.
And you know what? It may have really done them a favor because it might have just sent the right message to the Brewers. Like, don't get ahead of yourself. Don't get too excited. Keep your powder dry.
A month ago, we talked about the Twins and the Brewers, how they're in the same place where their ownership groups are like, hey, we're not going to buy at the trade deadline. So what the hell is going to happen here? And both teams kind of saw themselves out of the division lead.
I did think the weekend of games up there was really good.
It was fun. It's fun baseball.
You know, it had that feeling of, you know, it was important games. And you're right, Jay. There were guys making incredible plays. Mm-hmm. That non-hitting center fielder that Milwaukee has was all over the place.
Stop hitting balls to him.
Lewis Brinson is he's got that long Mike Cameron feel where it's like he's long and limby and rangy, but also can put him up, pick him up and put him down.
That's the guy we were joking about when we were at spring training, remember? We were doing play-by-play. No, it was Lewis Brinson.
We were saying
there's a ball hit, and that giant black man is running it down again.
Dude, every time they hit it out.
We didn't know who he was.
It was as if him and Jason Hayward were like, watch this. Like, you think that was something? All right, hold my sunflower seeds, fam.
I found myself disappointed on the one that Hayward couldn't get
to.
Yes,
expectations are so high now.
John Lackey, too. You see John Lackey's face? He put his hand over his head like,
why couldn't he get that one?
You gave it up, slugger. Like
he gets all the other ones.
I really can't wait until all of the necky dudes are kind of out of that clubhouse, so we can hear some
Cali
of
word.
Yeah, it's a Cali from when the White Sox were super so necky.
Cali.
So we can get some of those stories about how people really feel about being looked at by John Lackey when it's John Lackey's fault that something happened.
He's got a little Zambrano to him where it's like, all right, man, my bad, but you know, I don't get down on you.
Speaking of rednecky, I don't know if you're going to get to it. Tomorrow we have to get to this insanity that went on at Busch Stadium with the Cardinals and Matheny and Lance Berkman.
Oh.
No, with their whole like ministry day.
And
talking about how it takes a lot of courage to be a Christian these days.
And they would not, this happened today, they would not credential out sports.
Correct.
They
would not
Cardinals
credential
game.
Out sports. They told them, no, you have to buy a ticket.
You're trying to find yourself in a PR nightmare.
Correct.
When you do
something they
like that.
Are.
They are trying very hard, but not surprising. Because Matheny's an idiot, both on and off the field.
Well, you got the face of the franchise who isn't a fan of his anymore, and Yadier Molina, and tweeting about it at that, too. So, yeah. Down goes St. Louis.
Guys, I was in the West Loop this weekend, and I saw this beautiful family. The dad is walking with the son. The son is probably just starting to walk. And the dad's kind of too tall to be holding his hand. So the kid fell forward. And I felt so horrible because it was one of those moments where the kid doesn't know how to react, and then the parents react, and because of the parents' reaction, the kid goes crazy.
It's like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to be frightened. Yeah, right?
And so like
the parents, like, flipped out, and the mom is, like, looking. He's like, where's his tooth? And it's like, his tooth
hasn't had any yet.
Right? He's like, wait, what? And, like, the kid was like, oh, I'm supposed to be crying right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, check this out. And then just went in, and, like, the mom's yelling at the dad. I was like, oh, this is not great for a Saturday morning in the West Loop. Tonight,
it's the opposite of the adjustable base story with my kid.
Your nemesis, Ryan Shiverini, is going to come and be in here with me from 7 until 8.
There can be only one.
I told him not to get in here.
He's infringing on my territory.
Yeah.
Shiverini, you better watch yourself when you come out of this damn studio. I might be waiting for you downstairs.
I told him don't get here at 6 because then, you know, there's problems. And Gonzo, Mark Gonzalez, is going to be in studio with me from 8 until 9 tonight. Zach's on the show. Bruce is going to be on the show. We got a full broach. We're ready to go.
Should be fun. Lawrence Holmes coming up next.
5 of broats.
We thank Jason Beck, Zach Zaidman, Len Casper, and Bruce Levine for joining us for this post-deadline report. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
He sent one of his henchmen, someone named Crane Carey, to whine to a local radio station.
Henchman feels like a bad descriptor for Crane Kenny.
Come on, man.
It's just not even his name.
Softest bunch of goons since Drake, if he's one of your henchmen.
Nick Shepkowski.
You remember Joe Paterno? What would he say?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
See you, Mooch. We hardly knew ye.
Scott a Mooch.
Loved you, man. Sorry this didn't work out.
Yeah, really.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Hall of Fame induction day, and Bud Selig, who was the owner of these Milwaukee Brewers and the longtime commissioner of Major League Baseball, being inducted today on his 83rd birthday.
83.
I went the whole show without having to take one of the happy pills. This is a victory, an absolute victory for my back. And
now you're going to go play basketball.
No basketball. I got my golf clubs in the car now.
Get him a backy out of me.
Nah, I'm not going to do anything with my back for a very long time. For Dan Bernstein and Brian Gertz and Nick Shepkowski and our guy Chris Tannehill, I'm Jason Goff. Lawrence Holmes is coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow around 1 o'clock. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Score is live from Bourbonnais, covering Bears training camp.
John Fox, Jordan Howard is going to be a huge part. Do you lean on him more this year?
For sure. You're going to see even a better Jordan Howard.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace.
I like the quarterback room a lot. I like the competition in that room.
Tom Fair. The best thing would be for Mike Glennon to be really successful in Mitchell Trubisky being able to sit for a season or two.
Bears camp coverage on The Score is brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And Diehard, celebrating 50 powerful years forever Diehard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers and a location near you, and the Holiday Inn Express Bourbon.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. And the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Pepe's Mexican Restaurants is celebrating 50 years of serving great Mexican cuisine. And this month only, you can get fried ice cream for just 50 cents with the purchase of any Mexican dinner entree. Pepe's fried ice cream is crunchy coated, flash fried, and topped with a cloud of whipped topping. It's the perfect summer treat, and it's muy delicioso.
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's tacos are very good tacos.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Don Cooper, our longtime friend. Of course, Chris Bosio, you hear him each and every week.
We came out of the gates literally in spring training playing extremely well and got momentum into September because we smelled it.
We're acquiring talent that we're liking. The rebuild is underway.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace.
Mitch Trubisky, it has to be equal parts exciting and perhaps frustrating to know that it's just not his time yet.
Definitely exciting. I definitely wouldn't say frustrating. I like the quarterback room.